I have a strong desire to learn the truth. There's agendas, there's propagandas. I'm going to do the heavy lifting, and then I'm going to give you the facts, and you do whatever you want with them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take our power back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Get Real News Hour, and I'm your host, Mike Murphy. Today is September 7th, 2020. It's Labor Day in the United States of America. And as a result, we got a special, unique show for you today. It won't be our normal show full of news because Transformation Talk Radio is closed on Labor Day. So we're doing a pre-record, and today it's actually Friday for us right now doing this pre-record. And, you know, I realize that people are hurting all over the place. You know, suicides are up, I hear over 1,000%. Alcoholism, drug addiction, people can't even go to their 12-step meetings in person. They got to do it on Zoom. Abuses in marriages and children is skyrocketing. People are worried to death about these riots and finances and money, and a lot of people are unemployed. So about, I think it was May of 2018, I published this book called The Creation Frequency. And it revolves around a story of a man that I met in 1982. And he taught me the most unique process of law of attraction or manifesting your desires that I've never seen taught anywhere. And I've spent the last 40 years studying this subject. And he totally turned my life around with what he taught me. And it's all in this little book. And so instead of, you know, as the author, it's hard for me to be objective, right? So I just pulled a couple Amazon reviews I just want to share with you, because I really want you to understand that what's in this book is so powerful to bring about change in your life and to eliminate bad habits, but more importantly, to create the life of your dreams, whether it be in relationships or career or money or health or personal development or contribution. It'll really take you to another level. And it requires a little work. There's no free lunch in this world. But if you do just a little bit of work, there's so much science behind this. And that's what we're going to get into today. And I was fortunate to, we're going to have three great guests with us to share what they know about this and work on some manifestations that they want to create. So, and I find that's the best way to teach this work, is to really work with people live so people can grasp it. Because we're all the same. We all have similar desires and hopes and dreams. And bringing them into fruition and bringing them from the unseen world to the physical is what the creation frequency is all about. So here's, you know, on Amazon, there's 146 reviews of this book, 4.8 out of 5 stars. And this person wrote, really liked this book. And what's great, the book's been out over 2 years. These reviews are all in the last 30 days. So the book is still selling. We don't promote it. It's just pure word of mouth. So that excites me. It's my second book I've published. I know what it's like to publish the one that doesn't sell, and it's nice to publish one that does sell. So anyways, really like this book. I've read hundreds of books, but really think this book was written very well. Caught my attention from the beginning until the end. You will not be disappointed. This reader wrote, great start to the truth about who you truly are. I enjoyed the book, but the online course is awesome, and I highly recommend it. Go through the course more than once. And this person wrote, it really makes you think and change your way of looking at things, which is crucially important, especially in today's world. We need to question everything that's going on today. And then at audible.com, we have 879 reviews, 4.8 out of 5. This person writes, game changer. Lots we already know, but simple and enlightening. I recommend this book for anyone wanting to manifest more in their lives. And that's what the show's about today. This person wrote, easy to understand. I found all the concepts easy to grasp, well-written, easy to utilize, and I found immediate success in practice. So, you know, I'm a car salesman by trade. And so we're taught it's always better to use third-party testimonials than our own. So that's why I gave you that. So I'm super excited about today. I'm going to bring on quickly these guests, and I just want to ask them very briefly, in just a minute or two, their thoughts on law of attraction, manifestation, and anything that we can work on today, because we're going to get into writing intentions and how it works and the science behind it. So we're going to start with Mark first. Mark, introduce yourself and why you're here today.
Okay. Hey, Mike. My name is Mark Martinez. I work professionally in the television industry, and through the last 5 years, I've been, along with you, co-producing a documentary. And that is probably what I always really wanted to do, was to create media and films. And it took me a long time to realize that or admit it to myself. And your talks with me on manifesting things really helped me to clarify things and learn that it's really a series of stacking your days with good habits. And it's not always easy, but that's what brought me here.
All right, we're going to come back to Mark in a little bit and help him write this intention to finish this documentary and sell it. Just a little short story about Mark. My first book was called Love Unfiltered, and it's a very emotional book, and I tried to introduce this concept, but I kind of failed because this book covers way too many topics. So people got lost. But that's how I met Mark, because I was in Oakland at the time. He works for Channel 2 there in Oakland, and he called me up one day and said, hey, I just read your book. I liked it. I'd like to meet with you. And we've been friends ever since, and we are working on a project together to create this documentary. We'll get into it in a second. So let's move on to Courtney. Courtney, how are you today?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. I'm great. It's nice to see you again. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming. So tell us, I know you work with the creation frequency already. So how do you do it? How's it working out for you guys? And how do you go about it there?
Okay. Well, I've been working with creation frequency since you were interviewed on talk radio in New York City. The second I heard about it, I said, okay, that's exactly what I need. I'm a traditionally trained medicine person, so we work with plant medicine. I'm here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have a big community, and what happens is people come to ceremony, they want to change their lives, their neurology gets all plastic, and then it's like, well, what next? So my answer is creation frequency. We help them to write the script, and we recommend the course online, and we coach them through the process so that they can kind of rewrite their programming while everything's all plastic, you know? Yep.
Perfect. So you use the medicine to shift their consciousness, and while it's fresh and shifted, now we can program what we truly desire, not what our parents wanted or our education. You know, we get to get into our own heart and create what we truly desire. And the plant medicine go hand in hand with this kind of work.
Well, it does. I mean, neuroplasticity is like the holy grail of mental health, right? We always thought that we couldn't change our neurology after a certain stage in life. Well, the medicine does that, but who's going to tell those neurons what kind of pattern to form? Right. Well, you know, we consciously walk them through it hand in hand with your program.
Awesome. All right. And with our last guest today from somewhere in Santa Cruz where they're having fires, so she couldn't get to a computer, but she's on her phone. Kelly, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Down in the San Diego area.
Oh, you're San Diego. Okay, great. I was just over there yesterday, Del Mar. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful, and it was nice to be away from the smoky air in the Santa Cruz Mountains, for sure.
So tell me, what is it in your life that you'd like to manifest more of, or what are your challenges around manifestation?
My challenges around money are, well, they're quite deep, and I realize that I have gotten very into the Enneagram over the past couple of years, and in my life, and I started to lead Enneagram salons at my home before the pandemic began, and I was loving the in-person connection of people, gathering wonderful groups of people, just heart-centered, and then I'm having a hard time switching my mind to Zoom right now, and because I'm such an in-person person, and that's where I am right now.
Okay, perfect. That's great. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back to all three of these people in about 10 minutes and work with them on these intentions and go deeper into their knowledge of law of attraction. You know, it's working together that we teach each other. And the old saying, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. So hopefully we're showing up today for you so that you can create a better life for yourself. So in this book, The Creation Frequency, it starts with a story of me. I was total lost in my life. Okay. I left school when I was 14. I was a runaway. I was juvenile delinquent. I was always in juvenile hall. I was always getting kicked out of schools. I was just a mess. Okay. And here I wake up at age 23. I just walked out on my wife. I've been married 2 years. I have a 2-month-old child. I find myself in a 12-step program. I have no future. I have no credit but bad credit. My mind is a mess. I have full of bad habits. And a friend of mine in this 12-step program says, hey, your life is a mess. And so when someone in a 12-step program tells you your life is a mess, your life is really a mess. but I might know somebody that can help you. And he introduced me in my book. I refer to him as the mystery man because when I started writing the book, I couldn't remember his name. I now know his name is Doug Fitzgerald, and I've reached out. I found him. Unfortunately, he passed away about 7-8 years ago, but I got to meet his family. And so, and I got to research where he came up with this. Now, I'm going to get into that story, how he taught me to manifest things, you know, go quickly. But I want you to also know for the past 40 years, I've been studying this and using it to create the most beautiful life. Doesn't mean my life doesn't have problems. Doesn't mean I don't get into bad habits. It doesn't mean I don't create a mess in my life once in a while. But what it does mean is that I know no matter what, that I can always create a better life for myself. I know the science behind this. And now with quantum mechanics and quantum physics, they're really proving that. And with cell phones and frequency, you know, Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, you have to understand energy, vibration, and frequency. Now, this is all stuff I've learned since meeting the mystery man. So let's go back to meeting the mystery man. He says, first time I meet him, he goes, Mike, you come here 1 hour a week for 7 weeks, and I promise you, you'll get everything you want in your life. And he was charging me like $50 an hour. And I didn't have $50. But I had a checkbook. That's what we used to write checks in those days. And so I started out by writing him a hot check that I was able to put funds in and cover. But anyways, here's what he taught me. He said, listen, there's no difference between imagination and reality. What we imagine, what we think, and what we feel comes into our physical world. It must. This is everything. Even the Bible says that God spoke this world into existence. I don't know if that's true or not, but the metaphor is there. The power of sound, and I'll show you, I should do this right now. So do me a favor, David. David's our producer today. He's up in Seattle. I'm down in Palm Springs. But just give me about the one video I sent you where the guy is pouring sand onto a speaker. Just play about a minute of that. I just want people to see what frequency, I want you to get this Tesla concept, energy, vibration, frequency, see what it creates. If you play that for us, I'd appreciate it, Dave. Basically, what this guy is doing right now, he's pouring sand on this music, but it's changing frequency of the music. And look at the beautiful crystals that just create themselves. Man, there's so much going on behind the scenes here in the unseen world. And this energy, this vibration, this frequency is magical, it's mystical. Go ahead and kill that one for me right now. Thank you, David. But so all I did was pour the sand. But what I want you to get is there something mystical and magical? And I'm not going to show too many more videos, but you can Google this, using frequency to affect water, and you'll see them just turn the water, and you'll see water pouring out of a hose, and it will change its frequency. It will actually go backwards. There is so much more going on in this universe that we are never taught, okay? They put us in these classrooms. They teach us to memorize, regurgitate, and forget. And so the best memorizer and regurgitator gets the best grades, and people like me sit there and go, this is ridiculous. So anyways. So the other thing is Dr. Emoto was a famous Japanese guy. He would take a bottle of water, okay, and write the word love on it, and it would totally transform the water, because then he would take a water molecule and he would freeze it and it would form a beautiful crystal. But then he'd take a word like Hitler and then he'd take the same water and it would look like vomit. So water holds memory. Energy, vibration, frequency, we're 70% water. So what we think and what we feel becomes our physical reality. That's the message I want you to get, because that's what the mystery man taught me. So he says, okay, Mike, let's break your life into six areas because you have to have balance. He says, what's most important to you? Well, I just abandoned my wife. Okay, well, now we're divorced and I got this young baby and I don't want someone else raising my daughter. I go, I want to reconcile with my wife and my daughter and get my family back. So we wrote an intention as if it was already real. So imagine this woman hates my guts and we write the intention how madly in love we are, how much she loves me, how my daughter thrives in this relationship, so on and so forth. Next week we go on to career. I want to own my own business. Next week we go on to how much money I want to make. I didn't have any money. I want to make some money. Next week we go on to personal development. And so I wanted to become an author and successful in that area and learn more about how this stuff works. And then he goes, what about contribution? What do you want to give back? Well, I always wanted to have this boys home. So basically we create these six powerful intentions. Now, fast forward to week seven. Now, remember, this is 1982. Week seven, he brings out a boombox. So for you youngsters, that's the thing we used to listen to, cassette tapes, little cassette tapes. We'd put them in there. He brings out a boombox, and he puts in the cassette tape, Theta Brainwave Music. Okay, so just hang on to that for a second. Then he brings out a cassette player, and he puts another blank cassette into this, and with a microphone so that I can record these intentions. Then he hands me a relaxation script because he wants to put me into a self-hypnotic trance, because he wants to suspend the left brain, which is language and judgment and criticism, and open up the right brain. So that we want to get this intention. We want to bypass the conscious mind and get into the subconscious mind, because that's where the power is. And I'll tell you about that in a second. So here we, and he gives me this relaxation script. So I read the relaxation script and I read these seven intentions, and they're only, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 sentences up to 2 paragraphs long, short and sweet. So I leave there 7 weeks later, $350 poor, with a cassette tape. And he says, Mike, every morning, first thing when you wake up, listen to it. And every morning, every night before you go to bed, listen to it. That's what I did. So imagine listening to these things. Okay, but he taught me how to write them so that they were real enough to get through the conscious mind, where the conscious mind said, oh, that's impossible. He got me to believe that it's a possibility that it could happen. And so now it gets into my subconscious mind every morning, every night. Now, did things happen immediately? No. It's like if you plant an acorn, okay, you're going to take years for that oak tree to grow. That's how Mother Nature works. That's how God or the creator or whatever you want to call it created this place, okay? It's sow and you shall reap. It's cause and effect. So I start listening every morning, every night. First thing that happens, within about 90 days, no money, bad credit, I end up owning my own restaurant, okay? I'm not going to get into it because we don't have time. But then after a year and a half, my wife calls me up and asks me out on a date. We get remarried. We have 3 more kids. So all these things came true. I made more money than I ever dreamt possible. I've owned my own business almost ever since. I've had incredible love, incredible relationships. I've been blessed beyond my wildest desires. And because this works, and it will work for you. But you have to have a little patience. You have to do a little bit of work, and all this stuff will come in. So before we bring these guests back on, I want to talk to you about the subconscious mind. Because this is, after I met the mystery man, this is where my travels took me, my studies took me. There was a great book written by a man named Joseph Murphy, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And it goes on to describe miracle after miracle after miracle. Because here's how the subconscious mind works. Right now, my subconscious mind, and depending on who you talk to, is taking in anywhere from 1 million to 10 million bits of information. 1 million to 10 million bits of information going into my subconscious mind around how I'm breathing, how my body, the temperature, boom, 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 everything. Even stuff going on behind me. That's how powerful the subconscious mind is, because it's all energy, vibration, and frequency. The solidity of this world is an illusion. Everything is 99% space once you understand quantum physics and the power of the atom. So the subconscious chooses every second 40 bits of data, 40 bits of information to deliver to my conscious mind. Why 40? Because that's all my conscious mind can handle. So the subconscious, without my permission, is going through all these things, looking for 40 things that will support what it thinks I want or desire. So if I'm walking around all day long, my life sucks, things never go right, I can never have any money, and that's my belief system, this supercomputer called the subconscious mind is every second going through, give me 40 bits of information to support those belief systems, to support those self-talks, to believe those thoughts, because there's no difference between imagination and reality. Once I had the ability, I learned how to tell this subconscious mind what I wanted, boom. This is when the right people show up, the right funding shows up, the right book shows up, the right show shows up, the right relationship shows up. And it's somewhat magical. But once you understand quantum physics, once you understand energy, vibration, frequency, I mean, how can I pick up my cell phone right now and talk to somebody in China? How does that happen? So think about it. Think about the power of what Tesla taught us. Think about the power of quantum physics. And I want you to really understand is, this, see, the problem, here's the problem with most people, especially today. And the reason why this is so pertinent right now, man, we are getting bombarded with a pandemic. No one's dying, but it's a pandemic, okay? And we're constantly reminded, because why? They got everybody wearing a mask. and it's on TV 24/7. 8 million deaths, you know, 1,000 people died today, 100 more positive. Okay, then we got all these riots going on. Then we got people losing their jobs. Then we got all this fear around all this, and people are leaving the big cities and moving to some, everybody's going through something, myself included. But I'm not freaking out. I'm just watching this and trying to help people wake up, because enough of us wake up, we can stop what's going on, and we can use the creation frequency to at least create a great life for ourselves and our family. And that's what I'm all about. So with all that said, first of all, I'm going to open it up to all three of you guys. Who does anybody have any questions on anything I just said right there?
No.
And so let's go to Kelly and Money. So Kelly, can you elaborate a little bit on where you think you're stuck getting money, what happens, and so on and so forth?
Yeah, it's like I feel like I, in order to do what I have such a big vision that I can't do it by myself. It starts with that thought.
Okay, well, stop right there. Do you see how limiting that belief is?
Yes, that's why we're here. That's why I'm on this right here, yeah.
So all we got to do is change that for starters to get, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So you got this big thing, and it's so big that you can't wrap your arms around it. Well, you're never going to get that into the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is going to go, boom, and I'll tell you how that works. So I'm 63 years old. And let's say my desire, and this is what it is about desires. So my desire is to play quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers next year. Well, the conscious mind can say, dude, you're 63 years old. It's not. So sometimes we create, I do believe anything's possible. Where that might take me is being a coach or being a trainer or being, you know, a mental coach or whatever. So there's always a possibility, but some things in the physical reality aren't just going to work. And so when the conscious mind, we got to be able to get through this conscious mind, and the conscious mind is going to say, dude, you're 63, you can barely get out of bed in the morning. So that's never going to work. Okay. So in your case, so tell me specifically, not about the money, but what is it you truly want to manifest that would, this desire that would just make you feel so powerful and complete?
Working with one-on-one with families and coaching in the Enneagram world.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question. I probably already know the answer, but have you written an intention around this?
Not a clear intention, no.
Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, let me interject one thing. So to help people really get this, you know, I didn't want to give you a boom box and a tape recorder and all this stuff. So in today's world, we were able to create an app, and it's free. It's called the Creation Frequency. It's on Apple and it's on Google Play, and you download it. And there's a script in there. We've already recorded a script, but you can also go to creationfrequency.com and print your own script, because I encourage you to put it in your own voice like I did. And then write this intention, and you record it into the app, and you listen every morning, every night. So Kelly, one, I strongly urge you to do this and to keep it very simple. And it's because what you just told me is perfect. Okay. The only thing I'd want you to do is I'd want you to attach more gratitude, more feeling, more love. Man, I love working with families. And I am so grateful for the impact that I can have teaching them about Enneagrams and how that information, along with my passion, my knowledge, my love, my gratitude, can really shift their lives so that it's so fulfilled. And as a result, I get this great joy, this great fulfillment, and this great living financially. Something along those lines. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And also, like, it's also a part of, too, like, not having the attachment of having it to be in person, because that's really where I feel like I thrive, and allowing myself the freedom to be able to do it over Zoom.
Yep. So, I mean, that's the world it is today. So, you know, I would say, hey, you know, universe, creator, God, whoever, okay, how can I create this so where that I can do it in person safely, okay? Or how can I more effectively do it via Zoom and make it super personal and super. I mean, look at Tony Robbins. You know, he's used to filling a auditorium with, you know, 10,000 people. Well, now he's going to do a virtual, you know, firewalk thing. So
I went on one of his the other day. It was a trip.
I can't imagine, but my point is this, we all have to make changes and adapt. But here's the thing, and I meet 100 people like you, okay? And I get lazy too. So there's two ways to do this, okay? If you're not going to write it down and you're not going to record it, you listen, you just keep telling it to everybody all day long. That's the other way to put this out there, because what you're doing is you're creating leverage.
That's what I've been doing. I have been doing that for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I love about the recording, okay, I'll give you an idea. So I wanted to own my own business, mm-hmm. right? I had bad credit, mm-hmm. I had nothing, okay? And I write this intention. I'm listening every morning, every night, and here comes an idea. That's the other thing. When this goes out into the universe, this – you know, mm-hmm. thoughts go out. They can measure our heart goes out, you know, 10 feet. It might go infinitely. We don't know. That's as far as they can measure. But all this energy goes out because it's all energy. Okay. So,
I'm listening
every morning how I'm going to own this restaurant, right? And the thought comes from somewhere. Put an ad in the paper, raise the money. That's what I did. Then they got the money. So there's always a way to fulfill these desires. Yeah. But I think that because when you're listening, you're reprogramming the subconscious, you're telling the subconscious mind what to look for. You're reprogramming the conscious mind. You're getting very crystal clear on what you want. But more importantly, that sound, okay, God said, let there be light. God said, let there be. So that sound, how do I create this business, goes out, and then the right people show up. The right idea comes from somewhere. You follow me on that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. And you know, I have a tendency to have all of these creative ideas, and really honing in on one has also been a big part of it.
Well,
it's definitely been a part of it.
So that's why I think for you, because you have a big heart. You're scatterbrained like me, and so you want to do every, you know, you get this great idea and you want to act on
it. Yes, yes.
But that's why I think for you to sit down and you can write it and email it to me. If you could just pick one thing, if you could get yourself one success, whatever it is, and it sounds to me like you want to work with families on these Enneagrams, okay?
And you
need to make money doing it, right? So if you create the perfect scenario in your mind, with a lot of emotion attached to it, and you write it down, it only has to be 3, 4, 5 sentences, and record it mm-hmm. and every morning, every night, I think you'll be shocked to see what more ideas come and who shows up. And then once you can create that business and you have that success, then you can do it in every area of your life, and it becomes like second nature. All right, so let's-
Yeah, beautiful.
Let's move
on.
Go ahead.
Well, I feel like this is like really, it's relevant because it's Burning Man week. And can I share one thing with you?
Sure.
Do you mind? Mm-hmm. So there's a gentleman named Scott Cohen who created the Life Cube. And I was part of his art installation back in 2015. And I definitely want to introduce you to, because what his whole thing with the Life Cube is that the power of manifesting is when you create your tensions, like in writing. And that's a big part of it. So thank you for bringing that back to me. And I agree with you. Yeah. So I will do that.
You know, we learned to walk this way. We learned to speak like this. We created this intention. We didn't even know it, right? We're already programmed this way. But what the mystery man taught me and everything, every book I've read on the subject since, is the more specific we can get with flexibility and non-judgment, then miracles happen in our lives. I'm talking healing. I'm talking breaking of addictions. I'm talking bringing families and children and relationships back together, creating enormous wealth. You know, I never worry about money. And ever since I learned this concept, you know, because what is money? It's frequency. It's energy. It's currency. And so I let it go. And the more I let it go, the more it comes. Now, another big part of this is contribution. So if you could create this helping people, you will be helping people. So you're giving contribution. And then maybe you can give it away in an hour a week or whatever for people that can't afford it for free. Now you get the joy that you will receive. It's overwhelming. So the more we give, the more we get. So, okay. Thank you, Kelly. I'm going to move on.
Absolutely.
Courtney,
thank you.
What resonates with you and anything you're trying to work on?
Is that me you called on, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Wow. What really resonates is, the putting the emotion into it. That's what hit me really hard about your teachings. It's just so simple and so zen, but once you get it, you get it. So on the recordings, after you did the training out here, I went in and I added the feelings, the emotions to it.
Yeah.
And so it feels so good to have an income of $10,000 and gaining. It feels great to be able to make payments on this land and this eco-village without having to worry about it. Yeah. What does it feel like to be in the arms of my ideal man? And look, one turned up. Exactly to the description of what you had me write in. Once the emotion was put in there, it started to really take off.
Yeah. And the most powerful emotion I will add is love and gratitude. And so if we can incorporate that into all of our actions, even when I'm doing my radio show and I'm reporting on some really sad story, you know, we have to understand we live in a world of duality. So you can't have good without evil here. That's why we need to ascend, okay, move from our head to our heart in love and gratitude and ascend to where we don't have to live in this duality anymore. But this is the world we live in right now. But what we need to bring it back into more balance. Right now, the darkness, the yin-yang symbol, it's 80% black. But you're so right about this emotion and the power that it gives you. So let me ask you a question. When you're working with the people that come to your retreats, do they use the apps? Are you having them download the apps and stuff like that?
It's part of the requirements. We have an orientation packet and we have certified coaches and everything. And they take people through things step by step. So, your program is a lot like our native medicine wheel, actually. So the two just overlap really nicely. We go through every one of the categories with them, their physical, about their emotional, about their spiritual, about their contribution. And again, once they find that place of joy and their contribution, there's something that happens and the heart lights up. Because we're programmed really young to believe that we're not really allowed to do the thing that makes us happy. And I think that's what's really killing people. Yeah. Is right now between the virus and the unemployment and the riots, you can see that humanity is trying to pass through the quickening, right?
Exactly.
We knew that this time was coming. Right. So yeah, we help people to program themselves, but with joy.
Yeah. Joy, love, gratitude, peace. This is what we need to bring to the world. And folks, for you guys out there listening to this, it's really, really simple. It takes a little bit of effort. And I do have an online course. I'm going to give you a special offer at the end of this, but you don't need to take it. You can look at my YouTube videos. You can read the book. The book's $10. Okay. And you can get this, and the app is free. So I really want people to get it and create a better life for themselves, because if 7 billion people all of a sudden, which we're not going to reach that many, but if a bunch of people create a better life, see, we have the collective consciousness, which affects all of us, and we have our individual consciousness. This we can impact and use stuff like this, but then we want to impact that. But that takes numbers. That takes a lot of us getting together. So Courtney, God bless you. Thank you for all the work you're doing there. And we'll probably circle back around to you in a second here. Okay, Mark, how are you, young man?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for calling me young, Mike.
So Mark and I are working on this document. He's doing the work. I take that back. He's doing all the work, and it's a documentary about the history of Gold's Gym. So let me ask you something, okay? Have you written an intention around finishing this documentary and then selling it?
The intention to finish it, I haven't, because I've been day to day into the logistics of it. When I finished the rough cut, then I realized I came to a whole other project. And that was, now I go back, talk to the people that need to license the footage that I need to use. And this entails a whole other skill set. I have, while I was shooting and editing it, I was actually acquiring some assets of B-roll. But in terms of just like a firm intention, and that's when you said you upgrade and you update as you go. And when I do my affirmations, I'm still, my intention is still about being a successful documentary filmmaker. So in my mind, I am. Now I need to get more specific and drill down. And okay, the rough cut's done. Right now I'm contacting people for the assets and to get a price. So I don't know. Should I write an intention?
A couple of things. You made me think of a couple of things. One, I just want to say, okay, we met 5 years ago. and you've never created anything. And now you do have a 90-minute full-length documentary already completed. Okay. And that, so you're already a documentary producer, director, creator. Okay. So you've come a long ways right there. The next thing is that I think is to write an intention, but more importantly, you made me think of something that I talk about in the book, and that is the way I journal. So every morning when I journal, I start with gratitude. So I just say, I refer to my creator as Heavenly Father. Okay. And it doesn't matter. I don't get caught up in all these religions. I don't get caught up in all this stuff. All I know is there's a creator and it's personal to me and I have that relationship. And so that's all I need to know. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for our relationship. Thank you for our home. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my business. Okay. Gratitude. And every morning I write, boom, 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 boom. Now, here's the important part, especially for you right now, Mark. Heavenly Father, please give me wisdom. What to do with this situation? How to finish this documentary? What else does it need? Please show me. Please guide me. Please bring the right person. I might say, please tell me what to say to this child regarding this situation. Give me wisdom. Wisdom. We need wisdom from the creator of all. See, when I talk about in the creation frequency, we are creators, but we are co-creators with the creator of all. If we will get out of here, the ego, the story, the false self, and move into the heart, you will feel this and it will resonate with you. And then you going deeper into the gut and the truth will be there and the answers will come. But you have to be willing to take the hardest journey. It's the shortest journey, but it's the hardest journey. It's only 18 inches. And we question this story, you know. I'll ask you right now, Mark, while I'm on this subject, when did you become Mark?
I'm not sure I get that question.
I'm going to answer it for you then. Because most people say when they were born. And I say, no, that's what everybody called you. You didn't have a freaking clue who you were. Okay. And sometime around 2 or 3, you know, after you've gone through all this programming and they've called you Mark enough time, and one day you look at me, I go, oh, that's Mark. Now the story becomes. So the story of Mike Murphy, you know, I was born here and these are my parents and these are my siblings. And I went to school here and I did this and I did that. It's just a story. And if I would have been born to other people in another country, I have a different story. So we're not the story. The story is just a bunch of experiences. But what we truly are is eternal, timeless, essence, soul, consciousness. So we need to live here, then use this to create the life of our dreams. What happens to most of us? We live here. We get a lousy thought. Oh, she left me. Oh, I just lost my job. Oh, my boss hates me. Lousy thought, lousy feeling, usually a lousy action. I think I'll have a drink. I think I'll go to the vending machine, have a candy bar. I'm going to go eat another donut. Okay. When we live here in the heart and we trust it and we trust our gut, now we're using this instead of this using us. Now we have our power. Now we can create anything we truly desire that's physically possible in this physical world. And there's far more greater things we're possible to create than we can ever imagine once we go down this path. So I have total confidence that if you do this, you start journaling like this and you start asking those questions, the answers must come. It just has to happen. This is how the world works. And this is how we grow. And this is how we evolve. And everything about here is growing and evolving. Okay. So we have about 10 minutes, I think, guys. Does anybody want to jump in? Any more questions? Anything you're not clear on? Anything I can answer? Because really, you know, you're here to help the others watching to learn.
I'd just like to say that it's not a question, but it's just a statement that it's important to really follow through with the daily practice. The journaling helps a lot. That was another magical piece of the puzzle that Mike gave to us when he was here, is not only do you need to listen to this recording, you need to journal about your gratitude about the things that are coming true. Because human beings have a very short attention span and we often forget fairly quickly about the good things that happen. We have a tendency to focus on the negative because we're trained that way. But if you're constantly writing down the beautiful things that you're manifesting, it really helps a lot. because fundamentally we have to get past that governor that we have in our minds about, oh, I can't really do that. You know, that's not how it works. You want to believe that manifestation is possible, but you've seen that it's really hard. So the more that you see that it's easy and that you're being successful, and the more you discipline yourself to listen to the recordings, the more powerful the experience will be.
Yeah. And you know, that's such a great point. And so I encourage people to start with small wins too. Okay. Manifest something, whether it's, you know, running a mile or something like this. And then you need to be constantly evolving and updating and changing and growing. But once we can get some small, imagine me, okay. You know, my life is a mess and I meet this guy, and then within 6 months I own my own restaurant. I mean, it was life changing, because I've owned my own business ever since. Because once you understand that how it works, then you can create anything. And it's for a young man whose life was a mess to be able to do that early was such a gift. And then to get the wife back and the daughter back, and then to make a lot of money. I mean, you know, and listen, I've screwed up as many times as I've been successful. So I'm not just going to tell you, I still have a really fun life and a great life. But I don't always discipline myself. I don't always do what I'm supposed to do every day. And so therefore, every once in a while, we need a little reboot. So that's a great, great example. Do me a favor, David, up there in Seattle. Show the third video I sent you, Dr. Emoto. I want everybody to see this, because it gets into the emotion and the power of this.
In this experiment, Dr. Emoto's researchers used a glass of Tokyo tap water, which seems to be unable to form crystals, and performed a test. Participants placed the glass in the center of their circle and sent gratitude to the water. Studying the water under the microscope, they started to see a crystal formation. Increased magnification showed the symmetry of the crystal, revealing how the tap water was transformed by the gratitude sent by the group. The crystal continued to grow, expressing the energies received. The tap water from Tokyo finally produced a beautiful crystal.
It was interesting to see children so completely astonished after they witnessed the difference in Tokyo tap water before and after they sent the prayer. Their mothers were kind of skeptical before this experiment. But afterwards, they said, "We really have to believe it."
So, and I really encourage, because here's the more references that you can get to convince yourself that this really works, then the more powerful it becomes and the easier it becomes. Because if there's any doubt or any skepticism, you know, it's harder to get through that conscious mind and into the subconscious where the real power is. So I really encourage you to research Dr. Emoto. There's tons of YouTube videos. The beautiful thing about today's world is everything's on YouTube or Google, and we can get this stuff for free. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many books I bought in my life to really get this and to learn this. But so Dr. Emoto, and there's another man that this will blow your mind. Okay. I'm like the eighth grade educated guy teaching this. But there's a real guy. He's a chiropractor, but he was run over by a car doing a triathlon, and he broke every vertebrae in his back. And his name is Dr. Joe Dispenza. And he's written some amazing books, but there's tons of YouTube videos. And he takes this little stuff that I'm teaching you here at the level, and he goes so deep. He goes to the bottom. I'm giving you the tip of the iceberg. He goes to the all the way to the bottom with incredible science and incredible testing mechanisms, and it will blow your mind. But he laid there for a month, couldn't move, and they wanted to put a rod all the way down his spine. And he said, "I am going to heal myself with my mind." And he laid there. It took him 21 days before he could go through his entire vertebrae and rebuild every broken disc with his mind without breaking his concentration. So he would start and he'd break his concentration. It took him 21 days before he could stay focused and concentrated and heal everyone. And within 9 months, he was back training for another triathlon. So his stuff is amazing. It's on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff really, really
powerful.
It's unbelievable.
It does.
This guy, you can watch his videos till you're blue in the face. They're all free. But people are doing this all over the world. Law of attraction is ancient, okay? Because everything that comes into the physical starts with, we have to understand how powerful our thoughts is. And when we combine it with a powerful emotion, it must come into the physical reality if it's physically possible. But you have to stay diligent and you have to stay disciplined. And if you don't do it one day, it doesn't matter. You do it the next. If you don't do it the next, you just keep trying until it breaks through. And once this starts to work for you, it'll become an addiction and you really start to create the life of your dreams. And that's my hope for everybody. So anybody else want to share anything?
I just want to say thank you, Mike, because bringing up the gratitude journal, it's something I've lost touch of over the past few years. And in the periods of time when I have done it, I remember the power of the powerfulness of that. So perhaps everybody listening also could take that on as a practice too, right? We can all start keeping a gratitude journal in this really crazy, wacky doodle world that we're living in.
You know, I'll never forget this. After about doing this for 20 years, okay, I brought out my journals and I took out a yellow highlight and I highlighted everything that fixed itself without anything happening. Okay. And then I highlighted everything that the right idea came, the right thing. And you'd be shocked how these what we have perceived to be problems usually turn into opportunities or silver linings, or they just resolve themselves by being conscious. Consciousness and attention. Yeah. And desire and a purity. You know, it's a purity. You know, when I'm there, it's a meditation and I'm going to my creator with humility. And by the way, the third part is I end in love. It's just that simple. Thank you. I love you. You know, it's like Ho'opono. Prayer, you know, and so it's so powerful, but what it does, it keeps us conscious every day because man, it's really easy to go unconscious today. I mean, every time someone tells me to put a mask on, okay, I have to breathe deep and stay conscious. And so I went into a place last night. I had, I wear the scarf bandana one. And they said, oh, no, that's not good enough for here anymore. You have to wear this one. I go, oh, my God. So anyways, that's a whole nother subject. So anyway, but here's the thing, you guys, for this, you know, everybody has a desire – as a desire for a better life, a better relationship, more money, better job. And today's world, we all need to be able to do this because it's going to get harder. I have to tell you, we are in a paradigm shift right here. And I think, you know, there's a huge battle between good and evil. And I'm hoping and praying that good wins, but I'm preparing to things are going to get very, very difficult for a period of time here because I believe there's a whole shift, energy shift. And we're going from a masculine energy for the past 26,000 years into a feminine energy, and the cabal, the people, the masculine people, okay, they're hanging on for dear life. And you know, that masculine energy is penetration and domination and control. And where the mother energy is loving and receiving and caring. So I think we are shifting gears, but man,
it's and good. Earth too. It's with the earth energy right along with it.
And so, you know, the human resonance, right? The earth vibrates at, 7.63 hertz or something. I hear it's vibrating out over 100 hertz. And so everything is speeding up. And now our subconscious is taking in more information. So it's really, really important that we're conscious. And that's why people are losing it. You know, you look around the world and I'll just look at Facebook. I know, Kelly, you post a lot on Facebook, but the comments and the divisiveness and the, Jesus, I know people that are liberals that are most kind, loving, beautiful souls, okay? And I know Trump supporters, same thing. So something's wrong here with the program because I know these people, they're all good, but then they hate each other over something that's probably not even real and not even true and is another smokescreen that we're fighting over. So I just think it's really important that one, we recognize how that we're all connected. And when you're suffering, I'm suffering at some level, whether I know it or not. You know, because there is that collective. And that's why we wake up some days and we just, oh, man, my energy. Well, what's going on in this collective energy? Because we realize that this veil between the unseen world is really just because we can't see it. You know, like a dog whistle, a dog can hear it. We can't. We live in only 1% of all frequencies. We live in the frequency of light. Well, think of all these frequencies right here. It's like right now I'm not tuned into FM radio. But if I were, I'd have 100 different choices. But As soon as I tune in, I get one. Well, it's the same with our life. We are a receiver. We're electrical beings, and we receive energy and we broadcast energy. And thoughts are energy. Yep. Emotions are energy. So when we can put this all together, you know, Tony Robbins talks about a reticular activating device. Okay, similar. It's, I'm more spiritual consciousness kind of person, and he's more, you know, nuts and bolts. But it's true. We do have a part of our mind. So let's say I decide I'm going to buy a new Toyota Camry. Well, all of a sudden, I start seeing Toyota Camrys all over the place. Well, the creation frequency is very similar, but we're writing an intention, what we truly desire. And we can have physical desires, mental desires, emotional desires, physical desires. So all this financial desires. So, but when we get crystal clear and we put it here and we put in light on it, intention on it, then boom, magic starts to happen. Who's manifested something? I mean, we've all done it, but can anybody have a specific where you said, hey, I got to have this, I want this, and it happened?
Yeah, I do. I have a good story.
Go.
I wanted to go to Haiti. About 5 years ago, I wanted to go to Haiti, and I didn't have the money to go. My girlfriend was leading a trip there, and she had built an orphanage, and so I just started putting it out there. I created a GoFundMe page. I started reaching out to people, and literally, I collected enough money to go on that trip in a week and a half.
Okay, there you go. How about you? Yeah. I know you've done something similar.
I've been working with Creation Frequency for 3 years, and pretty much everything I recorded all came true. The community, the land, everything really that I dreamed of.
Wow.
So I'm really grateful. It took 3 years to finally lock it all in, but it's there now.
And let me share one more thing, because I haven't seen you for a number of years, but you have a glow about you. You have an energy right now that's very, very powerful. Your essence, you know, is very, very powerful. And I'm sure if you were to take one of those cameras, you know, where they take a picture of your aura, you know, it's going to be full of purple and light and white, and just going to be very powerful, because you have this real, really shine to you right now. How about you, Mark? What have you manifested?
Yeah, well, several things. One, just, you know, just the documentary, going from a conversation with a lawyer friend of mine in New York, where I had no idea how I was even going to get this started or done. And to the point where I met you, to the point where I had some seed money to fly guys in an interview. And then there was a couple of big manifestations that happened within the first couple of years. And one was actually being able to make contact with the gentleman that had written the book, Pumping Iron. He'd also written a novel. He's written quite a few novels, and he was also the co-creator of Paintball. But we strike up a friendship online. He invites me to his compound in Alabama, spend 3 days with him, interview him. He opens up the doors to other contacts that sped along the process. And then I just wanted to tell you, like, it was like in the last 8 or 9 months, I was looking for footage in New York. I had my friend in New York go to the TV archives. And we were looking for this old commercial that one of the guys that I had interviewed had been in. And they're like, yeah, you know what? The machine that is broken that plays that type of tape, because it's an old commercial. So my friend says, hey, here, he gets back to me. He says, here's the name of the creative director from the advertising agency. I go online. I look up his name. I find a contact for a website from his production company asking about the footage. 2 days after that, his son sends me the commercial in a file that I could use in my documentary. Just like, you know, these things keep happening, you know, that let you know.
Beautiful.
We're almost out of time, but you know, there's a prime example. You know, it started with a desire. He wants to create this documentary. Then he creates an intention. Then all of a sudden people start showing up. It works, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we don't have much time. Real quickly, if you want, it's only if you want. Mark, you don't have much to sell, but we'll worry about that later. But Courtney, if you want to quickly tell people how to get a hold of you, if they want to do a retreat with you, and Kelly, if they want to work with you, if you want. It's up to you. If you don't want to give them your information, it's up to you. So I'm going to give you that opportunity right now.
I would be delighted to share. You can find us under Finding the Force. There's a book, there's a manual, there are retreats. We're working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Fort Collins, Colorado, doing retreats and trainings. So, yeah, we'd absolutely love to see you. We're on Instagram, too, so not hard to find.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly, how can people get a hold of you if they want to work with you?
Yeah, the best way to connect would be through my website, which is theyogaangel.com.
Say that, say
and
that one,
also
more time. Say that one more time.
Theyogaangel.com.
Yogaangel.com. And, all right, beautiful. So anyways,
and also on Facebook also, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, and Pullman, P-U-L-L-M-A-N.
All right. So if you want to learn more about these immigrams and work with a beautiful soul and maybe do some yoga too, you can get a hold of Kelly. So I'm going to close right now and I'll thank my guests in just a second, but I want to make this offer available. So the price of the course is $397. And I priced it that way because I paid the mystery man in 1982, $350, which in today's dollars, $1,100. But, you know, I always looked because I didn't go to school. I said, okay, anything I got to do to invest in myself, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to complain or bitch about it. But because of what's going on in the world, I just told my people today, drop the price to $197. So that'll be the new price. And anybody that's watching this show for the next 30 days, the month of September, if you want $100 off, you want to pay $97. I spent over $100,000 producing this. And it is very valuable. You'll get your money's worth. So for the promo code is RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, all caps. And that gives you $100 off. You'll pay $97 for the course. It's well worth it. And if you don't want to do that, you can find my videos at creationfrequency.com, MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. The book is $10. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, what the mystery man taught me and what I've read and studied for the past 40 years is mind-blowing how we can create this life. And I'm living proof, and so are these three people. So in closing, I want to thank you, Mark and Courtney and Kelly. Thank you so much for being here and showing up today and sharing your experience, strength, and hope. And for you folks out there, tomorrow night, we're going to have Dane Whittington from geoengineeringwatch.org on, and then Wednesday, I'll be coming to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio. So go up, have the great rest of your Labor Day, and we'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.